one of the conundrums that we have when it comes to Malacha on Yom Kippur that really preoccupied the Achronim, and I think it's a very good launching point for our discussion of Shvisas Asor, as the Rambam likes to refer to it. The Yom Kippur is called by the Torah as Shabbat Shabbason, so of course we have all of the halachos of Shabbos, Lo Sasek Lo Malacha. It's not at all parallel to Yontif, where you have the Heter V'Ochal Nefesh. And in addition to that, we have the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, which the Rambam refers to not so much as Inuyim, but as Shvisos, as things that we cease and desist from. So we cease and desist from normal bodily activities like eating and drinking and marital life, washing, anointing, wearing leather shoes, etc. It's all part of one unified theme for the Rambam called Shvisas Asor, the idea of total and complete cessation. So here's the issue that confounded the Achronim. There's a minhag of the Gaonim, which is cited approvingly by the Rambam, rejected by the Beis Yosef, that on Erev Yom Kippur, you can't put fully cooked food into a furnace, whatever you would call it today, into a kira, for purposes of Motzei Yom Kippur. Obviously, you couldn't do that on Shabbos or Yom Kippur itself, because that would constitute hatmana, that would constitute an Isser Derabanan, even if it was fully cooked food. But what's the problem with doing it on a chol? You're not mechin from Kodesh to chol there. It's just heating up over Yom Kippur. This is basically what's called Shvisas Kela. It's Machokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel permits it. Right? The only thing which is, so to speak, doing any work is the oven, which has been stoked before Yom Kippur. It's not cooking anything because the thing is fully cooked already. It's just keeping it warm. What would be possible issue be? So the Beis Yosef says, forget about it. This is a minhag taos. It's a, not something which is really sensible. So there are three different approaches that we find in the Achronim. All of them can be challenged and are challenged. One of them is the position of the Bach, who says that the issue is really about doing malacha after chatzos, I mean, either Erev Shabbos or any kind of an Erev Yontif. He says the reason that you could do hatmanas chamin when it comes to Erev Shabbos is because it's a kavod Shabbos to have hot food on Shabbos, right? We're not tzedukim. We don't understand to mean that you're not allowed to eat hot food. So here, because you're not going to eat that on Yom Kippur, the problem isn't so much a Yom Kippur problem, but the problem is an Isser Malacha after Chatzos, an Erev Yom Kippur problem. So pray tell the Gaonim, so let's say you did it before Chatzos. Let's say you stuck it in the oven on Erev Yom Kippur in the morning. So according to the position of the Bach, the first suggestion, it's hard to see why that would be problematic. And Taz is a different idea. It says Kadesha de Nafsho Aguma Alav, that something about having this food in the oven on Yom Kippur will reduce the inoy of Yom Kippur. It's a little bit subjective. I don't know. Plenty of people can be very uncomfortable fasting, even knowing that something is fully cooked is in the oven. It's been in the oven since Erev Yom Kippur. So that's the Taz suggestion. Sounds very speculative. The Magen Avraham suggests the fact that it's, being heated on Yom Kippur itself is called the kind of a hafana on Yom Kippur, mekodesh al-achol, but generally speaking, we wouldn't relate to it that way, right? So again, if you put something in the oven that was fully cooked on Friday afternoon that you plan to have on Motzei Shabbos, we wouldn't really relate to that as hafana. So the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't think very much of that suggestion either. So he says maybe it's a medical concern. Maybe there's a concern is that people are going to smell these things over the course of the fast, and it's going to make fasting more difficult for them, and they could have some kind of a reaction to these things. So maybe it's the minhag of the Gaonim was really medically driven, and that's sort of where the Aruch HaShulchan leaves it. So I'd like to make a different suggestion altogether, which is again predicated on the Rambam. Not that the Rambam is advocating this minhag, but based on the way that I introduced the special nature of Yom Kippur in a way that transcends even Shabbos, right? That we think about the day as Shvisas Asor, as total and complete cessation from all bodily activities, right? So we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't engage in normal family life, etc. And also, we've completely ceased and desisted from any malachos whatsoever. So it actually makes sense in that context to have a kind of a chumrah on Yom Kippur, even relative to Shabbos, that we're so detached from the world of the physical world, the material world of eating and drinking, that we can't even have anything in our ovens that are preparing. It's not really a halachic problem vis-a-vis cooking. It's not cooking. You put it in on Erev Yontif and it's fully cooked, so it doesn't meet any halachic standards of Bishul Midaraisim Dirabanan. But the issue is that you're missing out on the asay side, the mitzvah asay, the affirmative obligation of Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbason. It's supposed to be a complete and total cessation of any connection to the physical world. And therefore, to have something cooking in the oven, I don't think it's going to cause a person to have, you know, a medical problem. I don't think it's necessarily going to reduce, as the Taz was thinking, that Kadesha Deinafsho Agumalav, I don't think it makes the fast any easier or harder, but we shouldn't be thinking about that. A person shouldn't be thinking on Yom Kippur about what's in the oven, either for any reason, for Motzei Yom HaKippur. And that's, I think, a very important idea. That Yom Kippur is Achas Bashan, it's a day where we completely retreat, not only from Malachos and from Shavuosin, we retreat from the physical world entirely. And this could, I think, underlie the minag of the Goanim again. So for the Ramah, it's something that we uphold because it's a minag Kadbonim. The Beis Yosef, he can't make any sense of it, so something that is rejected from his standpoint. But I think, again, it really ties into the special nature of Yom Kippur as a day that is unlike any other day of the year, where here it's not so much an Isra Malacha that's patterned on Shabbos, but it's taking away from the Asay of Yom Kippur. The Asay of Yom Kippur is to be utterly focused on spiritual elements of life, and again, not to have something proverbially, or in this case literally, you know, in the oven that is attracting one's attention. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Retzko, Baruch Lozakos, Yisrael, Lefika, Firba, Naritzo, Shanemar, Adonai, Chabetz,